President Trump responded today to Iran shooting down a U.S. drone.
Now, Iran made a big mistake. This drone was in international waters. Clearly, we have it all documented. It's documented scientifically, not just words. And they made a very bad mistake.
Iran maintains that the drone was in Iranian airspace, but the attack comes amid rising tensions. President Trump was asked how he'll respond. He said, "You'll find out." Congressman Michael Waltz is a Republican from Florida, joins us now. He's a former Green Beret and member of the House Armed Services Committee. Congressman, what do you think the U.S. response should be to this?
Well, I think we have to step back for a moment and look big picture what's really going on here. Number one, the sanctions are working. Iran has gone from 2.5 million barrels per day to, by most estimates, less than 400,000. Iran's economy is crippled. It has out of control inflation, daily labor riots, and it is looking to externalize the problem, basically divert its populace from its economic woes and create a crisis overseas. I think, you know, in terms of your response, so number one, we need to keep the maximum pressure campaign going. The regime fuels itself off of its oil sales. And number two, we need to continue to show strength and show deterrence. One of the questions that I asked in the recent briefings to the House Armed Services Committee of the intelligence community was that, do they agree, and they did, that Iran is emboldened by perceived weakness and deterred by strength? They do not seek to confront the United States militarily. They seek to hit soft targets, like our troops in the Middle East, like oil refineries, like shipping. And they've done this for decades and decades, including back into the 1980s when President Reagan stepped in and ordered the Navy to start escorting ships.
So does that mean that you think that there should be a military response to Iran shooting down a drone?
Well, I think the response thus far has been appropriate. And, you know, 2 points that I think need to be very clear. One, the aircraft carrier, the bombers, and the additional troops that went into the region were at the request of the military commander. That wasn't generated out of the White House. And in fact, I've communicated to the White House, they need to make it clear that this was a response that the military requested to defend itself and to defend its troops, which is
why is that difference? Why is that difference so important to you?
Well, because I think the White House responding and approving a military request from the commander in the field is entirely appropriate. Based on the intelligence that I've seen, Iran clearly intended to attack U.S. assets for the reasons that I've already described. And two, you know, there's a notion and a narrative out there that the president and or his national security advisor, John Bolton, are basically inventing this crisis in order to further their war aims. I just think that couldn't be farther from the truth. The White House responded to a request from military commanders in the field and Central Command.
But you think that couldn't be farther from the truth, even given what John Bolton, the National Security Advisor, has said in the past about Iran?
Well, number one, he's an advisor to the president. And the president has been very clear. He does not want a military conflict. He is open to talks, and he wants to drive the regime back to the table when we have leverage and we can craft a better deal than what the Obama administration did. So we have to keep in mind that Bolton is an advisor of the president, regardless of his previous views. And number two, he also believes, as I do, that Iran is deterred by strength, and it is going to continue like a schoolyard bully. It is going to continue to press and press and press until we respond, until we punch it in the nose, so to speak.
Your colleague, Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, said this week that a unilateral strike against Iran by the U.S. would be unconstitutional. Here he is.
The Constitution is very clear that we don't go to war unless it's voted on by Congress. A declaration of war is required to be voted on by Congress. Now, if a ship is shooting at you, you can return fire, you can defend yourselves, but to go and retaliate and say, oh, we're going to blow up one of their naval ships or we're going to drop a bomb on Tehran, no, those are completely wrongheaded and unconstitutional ideas.
Now, given that, he also said a war with Iran would be a bigger mistake than the Iraq War. How do you respond to what Senator Paul says?
So no one is talking. Well, I think this is plays back into the kind of the hyperbole of we're either talking all out peace or we're talking an all out invasion, a land invasion. No one's talking about that. We're talking about getting Iran to back down from this irresponsible behavior. So to his point on constitutionality, the War Powers Act is very clear that a president has the freedom to respond militarily. And if the response is going to last more than 60 days, then yes, he has to come to Congress. I think if we were ever talking about some type of a strategic strike on the regime in Tehran, yes, he should come to Congress. But defending shipping, even if that means sinking some of these small boats or defending some of the shipping, defending our assets, I think that's perfectly appropriate within the War Powers Act.
That's Congressman Michael Waltz, a Republican from Florida. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.